My name is Ralph Yarrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 89 years old. I'm here today on November 13th, and I'm speaking with Betty Cleland, who is my very good friend. We're recording this interview in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Okay, Betty. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child? What kind of a child were you?
I grew up in Jonesville, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
My father worked for Consumer Power, and he retired from Consumers, and we were transferred to Jackson.
Oh, yeah, that's where Consumers' offices are.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, when I was 15. So I changed from a small school to a big school.
I'll bet that was a difficult transition.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. Oh, good.
It was same Latin classes and history classes, and everything was the same.
What kind of a child were you? It sounds like you were interested in school, were you?
Well, I had a brother who was 2 years younger than I. And we grew up together, and when I transferred to Jackson School in the middle of 10th grade, it was easy for me because they had the same Latin classes and history classes, and everything was the same. So it was easy to transfer from a small town.
Can you tell me about your grandmother a little bit about her?
I only had one grandmother. And she lived with us for a while, and then she moved in. They lived down in Waldron, Michigan, which was a small town near Jackson, or near the line.
What was she like, your grandmother?
Oh, she was a chubby lady. And I loved her. And
when she moved in with you, she might have been close to the same, to the age you are now.
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. I'm sure she was. She was in her 80s.
Would you call her spunky?
No, no, no. She was everything but spunky.
Okay. She was a gentle lady. Was she gentle?
Yes, yes, she was. I only had one grandmother.
Uh-huh.
And
can you tell me about one or two people who have been influencing you in your life, have been an influence, maybe a teacher or a
yes,
adult?
Yes, I would say a teacher.
Oh, okay.
He was, let me see, I was in 10th grade or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was about was about the time you transferred to Jackson, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And he was an influence in my life.
Good. Do you remember what class he taught? Was he a Latin teacher?
No, he was a superintendent.
Oh, okay. of the Jackson schools?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I remember him.
Good. Now I've got a funny question to ask you. Pretend for a moment that you're a teenager, and now you want to give that teenager some advice. What kind of advice would you give that teenager?
Oh, I would say just be sure to study like Latin and history and I think I was very influenced by teachers, and they all, I would say, how would you say it?
Were any of the teachers negative? I mean, were there a
no,
teacher that
no.
you, they were all
positive? They're all positive.
Did you, beyond the superintendent of schools, were there any men that were teachers that you felt good about?
Yes, in sixth grade.
Oh, okay, sixth grade teacher.
Yes.
Let's see, you'd be about 11 or 12. That would be a good age to have a positive male influence.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was.
So you would advise your teenage self to study or to focus on studies?
Yes, I did.
How about athletics? How important do you think athletics?
Oh, I love to play baseball or softball.
Uh-huh.
And I was quite athletic. And my two friends, they were twin girls, lived down the street, and all of us were into baseball or softball. And I think it was a good influence on my life.
And I think I remember that you still like to swim, or that you have.
Yes, I do. Very much so.
You and I talked once about your having an arrangement, I think, to swim in the school across from your house. Do you remember?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
walking across the street to use their swimming pool.
Yes, I did.
Were you alone doing that, or was there a group?
No, I was alone.
So you just walked over there and jumped in that pool, huh?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Try to remember for me, if you can, some positive memories, incidents, or things that have happened. Maybe a date, or a dance, or a prom, or...
I remember when I was growing up, my brother was 2 years younger than I, and we had an accident. Driving home from Detroit, and we went off the road, and fortunately, it didn't hurt us, and we all went up to a neighborhood farm. And the lady called the ambulance, or wrecker.
Wrecker truck, yeah.
Yes, and they got us out and we drove home. But I don't remember much about that. I was about 13, I think.
Do you remember your wedding day?
Pardon?
Do you remember your wedding day?
Oh, yes. It was a wonderful wedding.
Do you remember what the weather was like?
Oh, it was in... Darn.
Was it in June, maybe?
No. It maybe it was June.
Okay.
And... I stayed married to my husband for almost 69 years.
Holy smokes.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. Were there any children?
Pardon? With three children.
All
and they
boys?
All came within 5 years.
Okay.
First baby was right away. And then 5 years later... Then the second lad.
Okay.
And then the third one was 5 years, all within 5 years. Three okay. boys.
And have they done well in life?
Yes, they have. They're all engineers.
That's interesting.
Yes, it is.
Well, did Stan do engineering work or scientific work?
It's more scientific. A microbiologist is what he is.
I should tell the people listening that Stan is Betty's husband. And so he was doing scientific work, and all of his sons turned out to be engineers. So the next question is about negative events, and I would say that that automobile accident might count as one of those.
Yes, it was.
Okay. This one's about people that you've lost. And I know Stan died not too long ago. Are there other people that you can remember? Maybe your grandmother or your parents?
My grandmother, I think, died when I was about 4 years old. And I didn't have any other grandparents.
Just the one grandmother.
One grandma.
Yeah.
And we used to play cards together. And she was kind of an influence in my life.
A warm influence, would you say?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it was.
Well, I'm interested in your thinking about, for a minute, important lessons you may have learned. We've already talked about young people should watch or be sure to study in school. But I wonder if there's other lessons that that you've learned, maybe about thrift or about loyalty. Are there lessons that you think you've learned in life that other people should think about?
Yes.
Good.
Loyalty.
Okay.
Because when I was growing up, I was probably the smartest girl in my class.
That doesn't surprise me.
But I didn't think so at the time. And I just enjoyed being the smartest and brightest, and I loved my girlfriends. I had twin girlfriends.
Yeah, you talked about those earlier. That sounded like they're pretty vivid in your memory.
Yes, they were.
Okay. Okay, now I want to hear about the dumbest thing you ever did.
The dumbest thing.
A really dumb thing that you might have done. You might have spilled something or said something to somebody that you were later sorry for.
I did a lot of dumb things in my life. I'm trying to think.
Did you ever make a meal that turned out badly?
No. Probably in school I did some dumb things that I regret.
Okay. You said earlier that you and Stan were married almost 69 years.
That's correct.
And that you had three sons.
Yes. Right away we had a baby.
Stan worked for the Upjohn Company, as I remember.
Yes, he did. He was a microbiologist.
And did you live in different places? Did you start out maybe living in an apartment, do you remember?
No, we had a small home.
Oh, did you?
And then we moved to a big home right across from a school.
Out in Portage there on Morsbridge Road.
Yes.
Yeah.
You remembered.
And that school had a swimming pool in it that you used to go over and swim in.
Yes, I did.
I remember that.
5 days a week I'd go over.
Yeah. And Was the marriage harmonious? Were there any parts of your marriage that you regret?
No. Always a happy marriage.
That house had more than just a lot. There was some property with it, big enough to grow Christmas trees.
Yes. How did you know that?
Well, I'm pretty smart. I've done my... And did you cut and sell Christmas trees at Christmas time?
Yes.
And was that fun?
Well, at the time, I probably didn't think so. I remember my husband always wrapping them up and putting them in the people's trunks.
Did you do cashier work? I mean, did you collect the money for the Christmas trees or?
Yes.
How much did the Christmas trees cost?
How much?
Did they cost?
They were 6 foot tall.
And? 6 feet of Christmas tree brings you quite a bit of money these days. So
yes.
Were you selling them dear or selling them cheap?
We sold them right out of our house.
What kind of trees were they?
Scotch pine.
Scotch pine.
Let's talk a little bit more about the marriage. It seemed like in 69 years you would have gotten pretty used to each other, did you?
Yes, we did. We had 3 sons.
Yeah.
And they all came right away.
Okay. Can you think of something I should have asked? Is there some story you'd like to tell before the end of the interview that is...
I love swimming.
Oh, yeah.
And I would go 5 days a week across the street at 6:30 in the morning. And they would stop swimming at 7:30. That's when school would begin. So
you'd walk out dripping wet?
No, I would. They had a nice pool, and they had a. I could dry. Everything was right there.
Okay. Okay. Can you tell us go ahead and tell us about your mother coming from Dublin.
She was born in Dublin.
Dublin, Ireland.
Yes. And I think they were 2 brothers and 3 sisters. And she was the middle sister. And...
Was her name Mary?
No.
Nope.
Marcella.
Oh, okay.
She was named after a maid upstairs.
Oh, okay. Was there anything else about it?
Well, her last name was Brannigan.
Brannigan, B-R-A-N-I-G-A-N.
Brannigan, that's my name.
2 N's are Catholic.
Uh-huh.
And she was Episcopalian.
Uh-huh.
And she emigrated over with her sisters.
Yes, she did.
They were very brave. They just went.
Just the sisters without the parents?
One sister came with her husband. Uh-huh. And then...
And there were 4 other sisters came.
And then another sister came. She was younger, Justine. And she came with the early sister. And then my mother came.
How old was your mother when she came?
Pardon?
How old was your mother when she came?
24.
Okay.
That's quite fun. That's quite old.
She wasn't married yet then? Or?
No. She came and she had a day with my father, and he got all excited. And.
Rest is history. Are there other stories you've heard, Penny?
Well, I know Betty knows this. Of course, your wedding was in September. In the month of September.
Yes.
Yeah. And those Christmas trees, all your sons were expected to help out with that, planting them and getting them ready to sell, and that built a work ethic in them.
Yes, it did.
It went a long way towards that. And I think with your interest in studies and that both of those things contributed to your sons being so successful.
I think they did too, because they all were college students.
Yeah, and no television, or very little television.
Yeah.
I should say that Penny's voice was the voice you just heard talking to her step or to her mother-in-law. I did not introduce Penny when we started the interview. Can you think of other things, Penny?
Oh, golly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have a Christmas tree of your own in your home?
Oh, yes.
And how was that selected?
Well, my husband would pick the biggest and best one.
Oh. How did I guess that? Thanks, Betty, for talking with us today. We'll close the interview now, and we'll upload it to the Smithsonian. Thanks again, Betty.
Thank you.